Tuesday's terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon is likely to greatly increase the defense budget of the United States. Congressional leaders in both parties have promised to give President Bush whatever he needs for national security. Lawmakers have already approved $20 billion in emergency aid to victims and to pursue the perpetrators of this week's attacks. Joining us now to discuss the implications for federal military spending is Andrew Koch, who is Washington Bureau Chief of Jane's Defense Weekly. Mr. Koch, thanks for being with us.
Hi, good morning.
And before Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., the Pentagon had been considering major cuts in the size of armed forces, fundamental restructuring that Secretary Rumsfeld talked about. All of that's off the table now?
Yeah, it appears so. The Pentagon was in the middle of a large review they do every 4 years of how the U.S. military should be organized, what strategy it should take, and what the structure of its forces mm-hmm. should be. Some of the underlying implications of that was the fact that the budget did have some limitations, and they needed to size and shape the military to fit those limitations. It appears that some of those trade-offs that may have been coming are now going to be off the table.
Yeah, and is the discussion of the military budget in no more related to the discussion of the size of the surplus?
That's right. I haven't heard anything. I can't imagine at this point the U.S. Congress or any, particularly mm-hmm. any individual U.S. Congressional member, really putting up a strong fight if the administration puts mm-hmm. out, for example, a larger request for more money for the military.
Does the attack on Tuesday alter President Bush's deep belief in the logic of a space-based missile defense system?
I don't think it does. What the Bush administration has said is that the U.S. is vulnerable to certain threats or new threats from around the world. One of them was identified as terrorism. Another one they've identified as a very prominent threat is the fact that they believe the U.S. could be vulnerable to blackmail or even attack by missiles mm-hmm. From other countries. And so I think what they'll consider this is as the terrorist attack is sort of proof that the U.S. is vulnerable to these new threats and we need to do things to defend against a range of them, not just one individual category.
Mm-hmm. You expect increases concomitant in the budget for the CIA and intelligence agencies?
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear that there is going to be increases for the U.S. intelligence community. Presumably, most of that will go for new analysts who cover the kinds of regions where terrorism happens, mm-hmm. Because some of those regions, the U.S. has not been a focus of U.S. intelligence or U.S. We don't have a great stable of people with in-depth knowledge about these areas,
yeah.
For example. And the second thing would be to beef up what's called human intelligence, or human, the ability to generate mm-hmm. spies in these areas.
There are some people who believe that that has been lacking in recent years because of the cost and in a sense, the charm of all of the electronic sophisticated devices they have.
That's right. Until now, for the last 10 years, the electronic intelligence or high-tech wizardry has sort of won out over the human beings. Mm-hmm. And at present, we're able to generate more information than we are to actually process that information, analyze it, and figure out what it all means.
Mr. Koch, I understand you're a defense expert, but what do you think the implications of this are for the non-military budget and spending on non-military urgencies?
Well, it's not clear whether or how much the Congress is going to be willing to spend the U.S. into deficit, as it were, whether the increase in things like counterterrorism, the military, and intelligence community will come at the expense of, for example, social programs, or whether they'll simply just borrow the money and run a deficit for the time being.
Okay. Mr. Koch, I thank you very much for being with us.
All right. Thank you.
Andrew Koch is Washington Bureau Chief of Jane's Defense Weekly.